الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله، أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانًا وأفصحها بيانًا، فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق، أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي، وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. قال حبيبنا المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه، ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. هو مؤمن مسلم، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us and granted us to accept and to be raised as Muslims. Islam is a religion that, as Allah mentioned, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Religion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. And Islam cannot be without Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that Allah has sent to humanity as the messenger until the judgment day. He is the seals of messengers. He is the last messenger, and he is wrapping all messages within Islamic religion. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam, Allah gave him the authority to be Khalifatullah ala al-ard. As Allah said in Holy Quran, Inna ja'alna fil ardi khalifa. We have made Khalifa on earth. And in every time must be one Khalifa. Sayyidina Ibrahim in his time was a Khalifa. Sayyidina Musa in his time was a Khalifa. Sayyidina Isa was a Khalifa. And finally, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam, he is the Khalifa that Allah has sent. When we say Khalifa, we have to understand that Khalifa when you have a Sultan, if he goes, another Sultan. If there is a Khalifa in the Ottoman Empire, one goes, die, one come. Until the other one comes, means the first one has existed. You cannot have two in the same time. Two sultans in the same time cannot be. Two kings cannot be. When one comes, he lives until he is, his time is past, finished. Allah take his soul, and his time is past, the other one comes. With prophets, Allah made Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalifa, means Allah made all prophets Khulafa'ullah ala al-Ard. They are representing the divine message on earth. So when one, his message is over, the other prophets comes. And that's why we see one Sayyidina Nuh message over, it was not over until Sayyidina Ibrahim came. Sayyidina Ibrahim came, his message was not over until Sayyidina Musa came. Means that period he was living, even living not in body but in soul, he was able to see and to see what his ummah are doing. From Sayyidina Musa to Sayyidina Isa, from Sayyidina Isa to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Khalifa, he is in his holy grave, observing the amal of the Ummah until Judgment Day. He is responsible for every one of us until Judgment Day. That's why he said, تُعَرَضُ عَلَيَّ عَمَالُ أُمَّتِي. I observe the amal of my Ummah. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتُ خَيْرًا حَمَدْتُ اللَّهِ. If I see good, I am praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why his amal of the Ummah he has to look after? Because he is the Khalifa. He is a living Khalifa. He is not a dead Khalifa. Death for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not death. If it was death, Allah would not send Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam to ask him, Ya Rasulullah, do you want to leave this dunya or do you like to stay? He gave him the power and the authority. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Imam Suyuti said, that he is living in his grave. Because anytime anyone prays Prophet, Allah sent back the soul of Prophet to praise, to answer that person. من سلم علي أرسل الله روحي إلي حتى أسلم عليه. Whoever sent me salam, Allah sent back my soul to me to respond to that person. In 24 hours there are people praising and sending salam to Prophets. So every moment the soul is coming and going out. It's there. Imam Suyuti said, it's always there. He is looking and observing the amal of the Ummah. And if he found something bad, he will ask on our behalf forgiveness. Allah mentioned in Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ يَظْلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Ya Muhammad, if they did something wrong, they come to you. They have to come to you. They cannot come to me directly. They have to come. You are my representative. You are my Khalif. You have to go to the representative. You cannot go directly to the one who is the Creator. Between you and the Creator, there are a lot of veils, dunya veils. But between you and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is here, he is from dunya, he is with you. He is on the planet. That's why he said, I observe the amal of my ummah. If I found good, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in Holy Quran, if they are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ. In your presence, they come and ask forgiveness. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ. They repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you going and in the presence of Prophet repenting to Allah? When we do something wrong, we have to say Astaghfirullah, but we have to remember that it has to go through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why you have to wrap it. That's why in the dua, when you make dua at the end, we say wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We wrap it with salawat on Prophet. That is the perfumes, or that is the thing that makes that petition acceptable when it has that signature. If you make a petition today to someone important, he looks at the one who has endorsed you, if he is important or not. If he is above him, immediately closing his eyes, sign and give to you. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one above him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. We are not speaking man. We are speaking about human beings. When you come to him and you take your endorsement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be left? He is presenting you, endorsing you. Allah will accept immediately, as Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. Fastaghfirullah, they repent, they come to you, Ya Muhammad, they repent, they ask forgiveness, wastaghfir lahum ar-rasul, and the Prophet will repent on their behalf, ask for on their behalf forgiveness. What will happen? لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. They will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiver and merciful. Without coming to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't have a guarantee, you don't have an endorsement. You don't have someone that has introduced you, that one is okay. That's why in every amal, send it with salawat on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be accepted. Or else, our amal is not accepted. Like the blind man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot see. I want to come and pray Fajr behind you. I cannot see. I cannot see my way. I want to be able to see. And Prophet said, can you be patient? He said, no. Who can be patient? Who can be patient not to see Prophet? He was not patient. When Prophet said to him, can you be patient? How is he going to be patient when he is in the presence of Prophet and not able to see Prophet with his eyes and not praying with him? He said, well, I'm not patient. You might be patient on anything except that, to see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their love to Prophet, the most important is that heavenly love that Allah put in the heart of people. We are not using it. We are using it only for dunya. No one is using it for akhir. We are only not even smelling that reality of that love. If we smell only the reality of that love, we drop everything from our lives and we'll be running in jungles asking for Allah and His Prophet, nothing else. So the blind man came to Prophet, said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to pray with you. He said, can you be patient? He said, no, I'm not patient. To see you, I'm not patient. He said, then go to the ablution area, make ablution, pray two rak'at, and recite that prayer. Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayk. Oh Allah, I'm asking you and directing my face toward you. Binabiyika Muhammad Nabiya Rahman. Seeking the way of, seeking the endorsement, seeking the intermediary of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of the messenger of mercy. Prophet is teaching the blind man, don't go directly
go through the door. And today people want to jump from the window. And Allah said, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا in Holy Quran. Come to the houses from the door, not from the window. You cannot jump over Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, I'm going directly. There is no direct. Adab, there must be a discipline, there must be adab, respect to the role of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't respect the role of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not respect your dua, will reject it on you. And that's why human beings today, Muslim people today, their du'as are rejected. It's not accepted. Look, they are in millions. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, they are going to be like ghutha al-sayl, like the foam of the water, running water, how it comes like from a fountain, from a Niagara, like Niagara falls, from these falls, how it, you see the foam of it. You will be like that, he said, in the last days, but you have no power. You will be so much, so many, but no power. Because you left the love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are only calling for the love of dunya, calling the love, you are calling for kind of not anymore something related to akhirah. Calling for this party, that party, this party, that party. No one is thinking anymore. We have demonstrations in every country of the world. Demonstration for whom? Demonstrating against whom? When they can help you. You make demonstration, you go make demonstration in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit in a group and ask, Ya Rabbi, take that problem away from us. Not going on the streets and asking your high-level people making demonstration ask you to support. If Allah doesn't support, you'll never get support. So Prophet is teaching that blind man, you want to see me, you want to come to the prayer, okay, read this. Oh Allah, I'm coming to you and seeking you and directing my face to you through your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua says like this, a real dua, a real hadith, authentic hadith. Ya Muhammad, continuation of the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa tawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad, nabiyy al-rahma. Ya Muhammad, oh. Ya harf nida, Muhammad is munada. You are calling upon Muhammad. That's not shirk. They say today shirk. They don't call on Muhammad, call on Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when huwa illa wahyu yuha, he doesn't open his mouth without revelation. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He never opened his mouth without a revelation. When he is teaching the dua to the blind man, is a revelation. He's telling to him, say, Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad, inni atawajjahu bika ila Rabbi. Oh Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, I am going, I'm taking myself, guiding myself, directing myself to Allah through you. في حاجتي هذه لتقضى لي. In my problem, this, in order that it will be solved to me. And then you ask Allah, with, for the sake of Muhammad, to give you sight. And the man came next day, he was able to see. His sight came back to him. Allah, why he gave his sight to that person? For him, for that person, or because his love to Sayyidina Muhammad made that possible? Love your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praise him.
mention his name, make salawat on him day and night, all your problems will be solved. Especially coming in this month of Sha'ban, which began yesterday or before yesterday, where he said, رجب شهر الله وشعبان شهري ورمضان شهر أمتي. Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is past. وشعبان شهري, Sha'ban is my month. The month of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ورمضان شهر الأمة شهر أمتي is the month for the whole Ummah. We are in Sha'ban today. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aisha has been asked, which month is the most month that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast after Ramadan? Beside Ramadan, she said he used to fast most Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. That month, it's a month that أبواب السماء تفتح فيه, the doors of paradise are open in it. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will accept anything from his servants. Anything his servants ask, Allah will accept for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شعبان جنة من النار فمن أراد أن يلقاني فليصومه ولو بثلاثة أيام. He said, Sha'ban is like paradise outside fire. If you have a huge fire and in the middle there is a paradise, that is Sha'ban. That fire cannot reach or attack. Whoever wants to see me in judgment day and be with me in paradise, must he fast, at least he has to fast 3 days of Sha'ban. All Muslims, we are at the beginning of Sha'ban. Try to fast these 3 days. وَشَعْبَانٌ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ بِهِ لَيْلَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ تُسَمَّى لَيْلَةُ الْبَرَاءَةِ وَهِيَ لَيْلَةُ النُّصْفِ مِنْ شَهْرِ شَعْبَانٌ. It has a night that it is a very great night. It is the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, which is called Laylatul Bara'ah, that people get innocence from hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them innocence in that night. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإن أبو هريرة said, جاءني جبريل ليلة النصف من شهر شعبان وقال يا محمد ارفع رأسك إلى السماء. فقلت ما هذه الليلة؟ قال هذه ليلة يفتح الله فيها 300 باب من أبواب الرحمة. Jibreel came to me and said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the night of 15 of Sha'ban, he said, Ya Muhammad, look up. And I looked, I said, what is this night? Is something extraordinary? He said, that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened 300 doors of rahmatullah. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ مَنْ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ. Allah will forgive everyone in that night as long as he doesn't make shirk. Means as long as he accepts Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, at that night these people will be forgiven. So say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah at that night. وعنه صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه وسلم قال: يطلع الله على خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا المشرك والمشاحن. He said, in the night of 15 of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at all His servants and He will forgive them all. Those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah are forgiven. Except two, mushrik, who make shirk, who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one, and Muhammad is not His messenger. Allah will not forgive to that person. Wal mushahin. Mushahin means the one who try to provoke people, provoke them to be not good, to be bad person, bad citizen, to come against their government, to come against their shuyukh, to come against their elder, to come against everyone, to make fitna between people, between each other. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, Al-fitnatu na'imatun, la'ana Allahu man ayqadhaha. Fitna, confusion is dormant. Allah will curse who bring it up. O Muslims, we want to succeed. Let us bring fitna down. And let us not to provoke each other to go on the streets and demonstrate for nothing. No one is going to listen to you. What is being planned is planned. What you are going to see, you are going to see. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to happen is going to happen. Look at yourself and try to polish yourself. When you clean yourself, you will be in that divine presence. Better than this whole life. Better than this whole dunya. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين أستغفره. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكافرين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.